Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安带给我们每一个人.
Praise and thank God I can be here tonight to have fellowship with all of you.
感谢神今天带领我来到这里来跟大家一起做分享.
It seemed so long ago the last time I saw all of you.
好像我已经很久没有来这边跟大家一起见面.
And also praise and thank God that God gave me the opportunity this week to share with you the book of Philippians.
我也很感谢神让我有机会今天来跟大家来 研读这本圣经, 菲利比书.
See, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 4, the main theme of this book is joy.
从菲利比书的第一章到第四章谈的重心, 中心点是, 喜乐.
And I feel that joy for the last several months is a thing that is hard for me to find.
对我自己而言, 我觉得在我过去几个月的生命中, 好像, 很难找到喜乐.
But we know Paul had a lot of joy. Paul had a lot of joy.
So, 但是我们在腓立比书可以看到保罗有 很多喜乐.
Because he know the nature and the source of peace and joy.
因为他知道 得到喜乐的来源是从哪边来的.
And this is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道喜乐是来自 主耶稣基督.
So that's why chapter 1 verse 3 says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
然后我们可以从腓立比书的第一章第三节这边看到他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神.
And verse 4 says, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
第四节这边他提到说我每次为你们祈求的时候总是欢欢喜喜的祈求.
Maybe many of us who pray for other people feel very burdensome.
有的时候我们在帮别人祷告的时候也许我们心里面是充满了负担的.
But Paul said here, every time he prayed and make requests for every single members in the church of Philippi, he was filled with joy.
但是我们在这里看到保罗说，当他每次想到腓立比教会的 弟兄姐妹的时候，他为他们祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。And
also, we can see in verse 18 also.
我们在第十八节这边也可以看到.
He say what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice.
18节这里提到说这又何妨呢? 或是假意或是真心, 无论怎样, 基督究竟被传开了, 为此我就欢喜。
So Paul not only find joy with his fellow brethren to pray for them, he also find joy in preaching the gospel.
所以我们在这里可以看到, 保罗并不只在帮弟兄姐妹祈求的时候, 他感到喜乐, 而且他看到, 福音传开的时候, 他也感到喜乐。
And then also if we go to chapter 3, verse 1.
我们再来看一下第三章的第一节。
He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious. For you, it is safe.
第三章第一节，弟兄们，我还有话要说，你们要靠主喜乐，我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
So you can see, even though Paul maybe can repeat the same writing and rebuke and teach the members many times the same thing, but he always finds joy in doing so.
在这里我们可以看到，保罗说他也许这些话他写过很多次，但是他还是在从中得到喜乐。
And then chapter 4, verse 1.
我们再来看一下第四章的第一节。
Therefore, my beloved, and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
You can see in this verse, you can feel how Paul was so joyful.
我们在这刚刚读的几章圣经节里面，我们可以看得出来，保罗他身上有很多喜乐。
And he considered his fellow brethren to be his beloved, and he longed for them.
而我们也可以看到，他说他亲爱并且想念的这些弟兄们。
And his fellow brethren is his joy and his crown.
而这些弟兄们是他的喜乐，也是他的冠冕。
Then with love, he tells them to stand fast in the Lord.
而出于爱心，他说你们应当靠主站立得稳。
So you can see from verse chapter 1. All the way to chapter 4, Paul expounds on the joyfulness that he has in the Lord.
所以我们可以看到在整本腓立比书从第一章一直到第四章，保罗不断地提到喜乐这件事情。
And we know joyfulness is very different from happiness.
我们知道, 喜乐跟我们一般说的快乐是不一样的东西。
Because happiness is only temporary.
因为我们知道快乐很多时候是短暂的。
And happiness is the activity that we do that is according to the pleasure of this world.
快乐很多时候, 我们得到快乐的方法是, 在属世的肉体上得到快乐。
For example, when we go eating, this also gave us pleasure.
举个例子来讲, 也许我们吃到很好吃的东西, 我们觉得很快乐。
Maybe for that moment, we are very happy.
在当时吃的时候, 我们觉得很快乐。
But at the same time, you go to a buffet after eating, also can complain.
但有的时候当你到一个吃自助餐的地方然后吃太多的时候你吃完以后会很不舒服。
But joyfulness is very different.
但是喜乐却是不一样的。
Because joyfulness is an activity in the soul according to the will of God.
喜乐它的来源是来自神而它跟属世肉体上面的快乐是不一样的。
That's why few people in this world can find joyfulness.
所以在这个属世的世界上其实很少人能得到真正的喜乐。
Because joyfulness can only be found in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为喜乐只能从主耶稣身上得到。
You know, for the last several months,
在过去几个月的时间
actually, I find a lot of joy with a lot of things that's going on with my family. I find a lot of joy, yes.
所以在过去几个月的时间，其实在我生命中，我得到了很多喜乐。
But this last couple of months was very difficult for my wife and I.
但是过去一两个月的时间，其实我和我太太经历过一些比较困难的事情。
Of course, the reason we are joyful because five of our family members were baptized, and four of them have received the Holy Spirit.
在过去几个月的时间，我有
six and five received the Holy Spirit.
Yes. 我的六个家人他们来信主，然后其中五个都得到了圣灵。
Because I forget about the little one, right? He also was baptized.
我忘记那个最小的受洗的。
And this makes us very joyful.
这件事情让我们觉得非常的喜乐。
But also at the same time, for these last several months, I've been traveling a lot.
但是过去几个月我也常常不能在他们身边，因为我需要旅行到别的地方去。
And because of this, my relationship with my wife has not been too close.
所以因为我常常不在家的关系，所以我没有办法跟我太太很亲近。
And at the same time, it's also very burdensome for her.
所以很多时候对她来讲，是蛮有负担的。
I think for the last 10 years have you been in Christ, this is the toughest time for us.
我想在过去十年我们来信主之后，过去这几个月对我太太来讲是最难过的几个月。
Because from a family of two to a family of seven, it makes a big difference.
因为她忽然间多了好多个家人。
But nevertheless, praise and thank God, we do it much better.
但是感谢神，我们还是从中得到很多喜乐。
Just like Paul.
就像保罗一样。
Even though Paul since he came to our Lord Jesus Christ.
自从保罗他来到耶稣基督里面
he had to lose many things.
他丧失了他很多原来拥有的东西。
His status as being a Pharisee.
他曾经拥有的由法利赛人的地位都丧失了。
And actually he had to lose everything that concerned his old life.
在他过去所有得到一切他都要放弃掉。
But through his whole time that he believed in Jesus, he went through persecution.
当他归到主耶稣基督之后，他遇到了非常多的困难和逼迫。
But even then, he still can find peace and joy within himself.
但是即使在这种情况下，他还是能得到喜乐。
And this is a miracle within itself.
光是这点而言，就已经是一个神迹了。
That's why Paul he has the right to write about peace and joy in the book of Philippians.
所以保罗他因为他自身的体验，他可以写出像腓立比书这样子来跟大家分享他喜乐的经验。
Because he himself can find peace and joy in the Lord.
因为他在即使在他自己的遭遇中，他还是可以得到平安和喜乐。
Just like us, if we cannot find peace and joy.
就像我们一样，如果我们找不到平安和喜乐的话
，How can we encourage some other people to receive peace and joy？
我们又怎么能跟别人谈说要怎么样得到平安和喜乐呢
？So that's why Paul, even he was in jail during that time.
所以我们看一下保罗，即使他是在监牢里的情况
，But he still can find peace.
他还是可以得到
喜乐。He still can find joy.
他还是可以得到平安。
Because he's always close with the Lord Jesus.
因为他一直都很亲近着神。
That's why we read chapter 1 verse 12.
所以我们来看一下第一章的第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
But I want you to know, brethren, the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furthermore of the gospel, verse 13.
在十三节。
So that it has become evident to those the whole palace guard, and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ, verse 14.
14.
And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chain, are much more bold to speak the word without fear, verse 15.
15.
Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill, verse 16.
16.
The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerity, supposing to add affliction to my chain, verse 17.
17.
But later, out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel, verse 18.
18.
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. So we can see in these several verses, we can see that Paul, even though he's in jail, he can still find peace and joys in the Lord.
从我们刚刚读到的十二节到十八节这边提到说，保罗他即使是在捆锁中，即使是在监狱里面，他也得到喜乐。
And this joy spilled all over to the people who's around him.
而他的喜乐传到他身边的人，所以跟他接触的人都可以看得出来他身上的喜乐。
He said even the palace guard knows that his heart is with our Lord Jesus.
在第十三节这边提到说，即使在狱营全军和其余的人都已经显明是为基督的缘故。
And even the brethren also feel confident to preach the gospel because of Paul's joyfulness in the Lord.
而在主里的弟兄也因为他的缘故笃信不疑，然后放胆来传神的道。
That's why in verse 18 he concluded.
所以在第十八节这里，他自己下了一个结论。
He said, "What then?"
他说这又何妨呢
？Only that in every way, whether in prison or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, I will.Rejoice.
或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督终究是被传开了，所以他就喜乐。
Yes, maybe in a time there's some false prophet who come to preach the gospel.
也许在当时，是没有错，有一些来传假基督的人。
Maybe some people they preach because of envy and strife.
有些人是出于嫉妒或是纷争来传基督。
But some also from goodwill.
但是也有是出于好意的。
Maybe some preach because of selfish ambition, not sincerely.
有些人也许是出于他自己的原因，并不是出于
But some are out of love.
但是有一些是出于爱心的。
So we know that there's always positive and negative that will happen in our life.
我们知道在我们生命中永远都会有一些不好的事情，不幸的东西。
But if we always focus on the thing that's negative, we can never be joyful.
但如果我们一直都是放在那些不好的事情上面的话，我们永远得不到喜乐。
In every single one of us.
对我们每一个人来讲
There's always some positive that's happened in our life.
在我们的生命中永远都能找到值得喜乐的东西。
And we need to hold on to this thing that's happened to us that is positive.
而我们要特别去看重这些让我们喜乐的原因。
I've been going to Hawaii maybe 3 years now off and on.
到目前为止我大概已经连续有三年的时间得去夏威夷那边。
Of course, in Hawaii, we are suffering a lot right now spiritually.
在夏威夷的地方，我们教会的信徒其实在灵性上面有一些挣扎。
But this last trip, I really praise and thank God.
但是我最近一次去访问他们，我很感谢神。
Because the last 6 years, we never elected new council members.
因为在过去的六年间，他们一直没有在选新的职务会。
And this year was the first year.
今年他们重新选了。
And it's a very wonderful thing to see.
这是一个非常感谢神的美好的事情。
And we can see that God is still with them.
我们可以看得出来神还是与他们同在。
Even though we can say that many of us there are dry bones.
虽然我们可以说很多
Yes, and in Hawaii.
在夏威夷的一些弟兄姐妹，也许他们在灵性上面是属于非常
枯干的。But we can see
God's
grace is still upon them.
但是我们可以看得出来神的恩典并没有离开他们。
Because when we left, we had Holy Communion.
在我们要离开的时候，我们办了一个圣餐礼。
Almost everyone in the chapel was in tears.
每一个来参加圣餐礼的信徒，很多人都流泪了。
Because for many years seemed like we already lose hope.
因为很多年以来，他们可能都已经渐渐的丧
失了原来的
盼望，他们觉得神离开他们很远了。
But during the whole communion, God showed that He's still with us.
但是在圣餐礼的时候，信徒们可以感受到神的同在。
Yes, even though there's so many things that we have to improve, but there's little things we are improving, and we must be joyful in this aspect.
虽然还是有很多问题在眼前要解决，但是我们看到这种小小的一些能值得喜乐的地方，我们就觉得很喜乐。
And also chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
我们再来看一下第二章的第十六节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
十七节和十八节，第二章。
Yes, if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Verse 18.
十八。
For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. So we can see during this time, Paul, of course, he know that sooner or later he must die for Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里我们可以看得到，保罗他知道他自己将来一定会为了耶稣的道来殉道。
And he said, "Yes, even if I am being put out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith."
在这里提到说 我以你们信心为贡献祭物，我将被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐。
But he still continued to say, I am glad and rejoice with you all.
但是即使在这种情况下，他说他还是会喜乐。
And for this reason, they also should rejoice with one another.
而他们也要照样喜乐，跟保罗一样。
They also should rejoice with Paul.
也应该与保罗一起喜乐。
So you can see Paul always can find there's something positive that happened in his life.
所以我们可以看得出来，保罗在这里，他永远可以在他的生活中找到值得他喜乐的原因。
And that's why when he wrote the book of Philippians, he just wanted to share this with all his fellow brethren.
所以当他在写这个书信给腓立比教会的时候，他就是想要跟他们分享他喜乐的心。
Yes, even his situation, his circumstances are not too good.
虽然在他当时的情况也许并不是很乐观，但是他还是可以从中得到喜乐。
But he still be able to find joy in the Lord.
他还是能在靠着基督耶稣得到喜乐。
That's why we go to Philippians chapter 4.
我们再来看一下腓立比书的第四章。
Verse 4 and verse 5.
第四章的第四节和第五节。
Verse 4 and verse 5.
四和五节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Verse 5.
Ooh.
Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So here, Paul repeated twice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
在第四节这里，保罗说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Actually, for this last several months.
在过去这一两个月的时间。
Of course, one of the things that make me sad the most that my wife relationship and I have been growing apart.
在过去这一两个月的时间，我和我太太的，我会觉得我和我太太好像变得比较有距离。
And one time I was talking to her on the phone.
有一次我在跟她在电话上面讲话的时候。
And she said to me.
她跟我说。
Woody, I don't feel like you're my husband.
她说我好像觉得你不再你不像我的先生了。
Of course, how can I find any joy when my wife says this to me?
所以当我听到这种话的时候，我怎么可能喜乐的起来？
And what she say is true.
她讲的话却是很实际的。
Maybe for the last several months I have not been home at all.
因为过去一两个月的时间我没有办法常在家。
And because of this, maybe she just feel like she's by herself.
所以我不能在家不能在她旁边，所以很多时候她得自己一个人单独面对很多问题。
But what is the reason why we are apart?
但是什么原因造成我们不能常常在一块呢？
Is it because I'm on a business trip?
是因为我为了工作的原因要离开他吗？
Is it because I want to seek more money?
还是因为我想要赚更多的钱，所以得离开他？
But actually, the reason we are apart is for the kingdom of God.
但是我们是为了神的国，才会需要分开来的。
Because of this, we should rejoice in it.
所以因为这个原因，我们就还是要喜乐。
There's nothing in the world that is more worthy to cause us to be apart.Than for the kingdom of God.
在这个世界上，没有一个东西比为了神的国做的事情更重要。
Yes, maybe physically we can be. It's very painful.
所以也许事实上在这个世界上，如果我们要分开
来是很难过。And emotionally, sometimes we can feel very lonely.
但而有的时候在情绪上面也会觉得很孤单。
Even for myself, almost every time I travel different places, I also feel very lonely.
很多时候我得离开家去旅行到别的地方，我也会感到很孤独。
Because the one that I truly love is very far from me.
因为我要离开我亲爱的家人，离开他们，不能跟他们同在。
But what makes worth it is for the kingdom of God.
但是这一切都是为了一个更重要的理由，就是为了神的国。
And we share this joy to one another.
所以我们还是要在其中得到喜乐，并且互相分享。
Many of us sitting here, we are so blessed among people.
我们很多在座的人是很有福气的。
There's so many people in the world they cannot find joy at all.
这个世界上有更多更多的人，他们没有办法得到任何喜乐。
But we have this joyfulness right in front of us.
但是我们在座的人都是得到喜乐的人。
All we need to do is seek for and hold on to it.
我们要做的事情就是一直随时的提醒自己这个喜乐，而且不要放弃它。
No matter how sad we feel.
因为不管我们是在怎么样难过的情况，
we always have our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都有主耶稣基督陪伴着我们。
And this is worth it, and it's enough for us.
而这个就光是这个原因就已经够了。
But sometimes when we try to go and gain the things of this world,
但有的时候我们如果自己迷惑了，想要去追求属世的东西，
of course, the things of this world will make us very burdensome.
这个世界上面的东西就会让我们感到非常的有负担。
Of course, if that's the case, it's very difficult to find joyfulness.
而在那种情况下，我们就没有办法再得到喜乐了。
Because we're not seeking the kingdom of God first.
因为我们并不是求神的国和显神的义。
Because if we seek the kingdom of God first, everything else will be added to us.
因为如果我们先求神的国和神的义，其他的东西都会叫都会赐给我们。
But even if that thing is not added to us, we still have the faith that we continue to seek the kingdom of God first.
即使我们没有得到属世的东西，我们还是要先求神的国和神的义。
So that's why we have to feel the joyfulness inside our heart.
所以我们一定要真正的得到这个喜乐。
We cannot encourage one another if every single one of us can never find any joy.
我们没有办法互相鼓励，如果我们中间没有一个人感到喜乐。
Especially when we go out and preach the gospel.
而我们在出去传扬福音的时候，
the thing that people seek the most that's in the world is to find peace and joy.
这个世界上面的这个世界里面的人，大家都在追求喜乐和和平。
But if they come to the true church of God,
除非他们来到了真教会，接触到真的神。
If they cannot see the peace and joy that's inside our hearts,
他们没有办法从我们的他没有办法在我们身上看到喜乐的话，
How can we share with them how great the kingdom of God is?
我们就没有办法让他们感受到神的国或神的家有什么好的。
But in chapter 4 verse 4 say, Rejoice in the Lord always.
在第四章第四节这边提到说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
The only joy that we can truly have is in the Lord, not anywhere else.
要常常喜乐，这里提到说一定要靠主。
Not even between our spouse or in our spouse，
并不是在我们的甚至不是在我们的亲人或我们的配偶身上可以找到这些喜乐。
Because even though as wife and husband we can love each other very much，
虽然夫妻之间我们很互相的爱对方、关怀对方。
But of course you can never be lovey-dovey every single day。
但是你不可能天天的能照顾到他。
So this means it's also temporary.
所以这也是代表那样的喜乐也是暂时的。
But if both of us always in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们永远都有我们的主耶稣基督在我们旁边。
And do everything according to His will.
如果我们永远照着他的遵守他的命令的话。
For sure we always can rejoice in the Lord.
所以我们可以很确定我们可以从主得到喜乐。
So that's why we know and understand the source of joyfulness is from God himself.
所以我们一定要记得我们的喜乐是要来自主耶稣。
But some of us we always find joyfulness in the wrong places.
但很多时候我们会做错事情，找错方向，我们试着在别的地方再找喜乐。
Of course, going out to eat and have fellowship with brethren is also very good.
当然，如果我们想要跟弟兄姐妹出去吃一餐好的，然后从里面得到快乐，并不是什么错误的事。
But we cannot count on this to be the foundation of our joyfulness.
但我们不能把它当作是得到喜乐的根基。
For example, when you go and have fellowship.
举个例子来讲，如果我们现在办一个团契
，I say we have a new fellowship at somebody's house. Actually, in the beginning, it's very happy. It's very joyful.
我们也许说，我们要开始去一个新的地方，新的弟兄姐妹的家来开始做我们的团契。
Of course, and good food is always being served there.
然后一开始的时候，也许是提供了很好吃的食物。
But after a while, also will die out.
然后一开始的时候，也许每个人去的人都觉得很快乐，但是过了一阵子，你会渐渐的觉得没有吸引力了。
But if that fellowship truly built on the foundation of Jesus Christ，
但是如果这一个团契它是建立在主耶稣基督上面的话
，and we can never get sick of it，
不管时间过了多久，这个团契不会。
Because every time we go, we'll find joy to fulfill the emptiness inside us。
这个团契不会消失，因为我们不管时间过了多久，我们每次去还是会得到喜乐。
For sure, food cannot fulfill it。
我们知道食物不可能永久的满足我们。
Even fellowship between brother and sister cannot fulfill it.
跟弟兄姐妹在一起的快乐也不会永远满足我们。
This is only part of you know what we can find that makes us joyful.
因为那只是很小的一部分可以让我们暂时的快乐。
But if eating and drinking with our Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of us, all these things become in vain.
如果没有主耶稣基督在里面的话，这些东西都会变成很虚空的。
And so that's why we know the source is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要知道喜乐的来源是来自主耶稣基督。
But in verse 6, say, be anxious for nothing. Chapter 4, verse 6.
第四章的第六节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7.
第七节。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and mind through Jesus Christ.So in these two verses, there's a requirement if we want to find this peace and joy.
第六节和第七节这边提到说，如果我们要从主耶稣基督得到喜乐的话，这是我们该做的事情。
First, we should not be anxious.
第一个是我们要一无挂虑。
If we are anxious, it means we are lack of faith.
因为如果我们开始顾虑很多东西的话，就代表我们信心不够。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to not worry about tomorrow.
因为主耶稣基督已经很清楚地告诉我们不要为明天的事情来忧虑。
Because to worry for today is already sufficient.
因为一天的忧虑已经够了。
Why we should not worry about tomorrow?
我们为什么要为明天的事情来忧虑呢?
Because if we worry about tomorrow, we will full of anxiety.
因为如果我们开始为未来、为明天来忧虑的话，我们会永远停不下来忧虑。
Instead of be anxious and worry about tomorrow, let us pray with supplication.
这里说到说要一无挂虑，要借着祷告。
And with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God.
借着祷告，借着祈求和感谢，把所有事情告诉主耶稣。
And it's much better than worry about tomorrow.
这不是比担心明天的事情更重要吗
？All we need to do, we worry about tomorrow. We must pray and put supplication and with thanksgiving, and let it be known to our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们对未来有任何觉得不确定的地方，我们只要把它带到祷告中来，来到神面前来祈求就够了。
And then the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Jesus Christ.
因为在第七节这边提到说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你的心怀意念。
If we don't pray and communicate with our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们不借着祷告来跟主耶稣来求
，we can never have the peace that surpasses all understanding.
我们就没有办法得到神能赐给人的出人意外的平安。
Because if we do not pray, this means everything that happened to us in this world, we just feel it's so heavy on us.
因为如果我们不祷告的话，那世界上面有非常多的重担，我们承受不了。
When we lose our job, how can we find peace?
如果我们没有工作的话，我们怎么可能会有平安呢
？If our family weak in faith, how can we find peace?
如果我们家人心灵欠安的话，我们怎么可能有喜乐
？If our church and our fellow brethren weak in faith, how can we find peace?
如果我们的兄弟姐妹之中有心灵欠安的人，我们又怎么可能有平安呢
？But if we pray with faith.
但是如果我们靠着信心来求
If we pray with thanksgiving,
如果我们祈求祷告并且感谢
And then the peace that God gives us will surpass all this kind of understanding which is in the world.
那我们就会得到神所赐的平安而这个平安是出人意外的
And this peace will guard our hearts and mind through Jesus Christ.
而这样的平安会在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念
So there's no peace and joy beside Lord Jesus Christ.
所以除了在主耶稣基督里外 主耶稣基督里面以外我们没有办法在别的地方得到平安
So that's why when we're down and out When we are down and out
所以当我们觉得我们心情很不好然后世界上有很多不愉快的事情的时候
When we feel that the whole world's on our shoulders
我们觉得我们身上肩膀上面挂了很多重担的时候
Especially toward the end times
尤其是在这个世界在这个末世的时候
Many things will happen that is feel so burdensome to us
很多在世界上面发生的事情都是不幸的事情都是加重我们心理负担的事情
But we truly must pray
但我们要随时记得要祷告
And whatever happened to us, we must give thanks to God
不管发生了什么事情我们都要记得在祷告中感谢神
Yes, even though these last several months that my wife and I have a relationship had drawn apart
就像我前面提到的这几个月以来虽然我和我太太觉得好像关系没有像以前那么亲密了
But I think after that time our relationship become even closer than before
但是经历了这些事情以后我觉得我们现在关系比以前更亲密
And it's true everything happened to those who really trust God
我知道只要我们依靠神的话这些事情都是照着神的旨意发生的
Because God allowed everything happen in our life.
因为是神让这些事情可以发生的
And that includes trial and tribulation.
所以也包括我们身上所遇到困难和一些困境
But we must continue to have faith.
但是我们要即使在这种情况都还要有信心
But through this trial and tribulation make us a stronger person.
因为经过这样子的困难和艰苦的话我们会变成更坚强的人
That make our relationship draw closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们跟神的关系更亲近
So find peace in ourselves.
所以我们要在 在我们的生命中找到平安的来源。
And find peace through our Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督身上得到我们的平安。
Because without Him, there's no peace.
因为除了主耶稣基督以外，我们没有办法得到平安。
And without Him, there's no joy.
如果没有主耶稣基督，我们也找不到喜乐。
So may God continue to guide us and strengthen us.
愿神带领我们每一个人加添我们的信心。
Let's sing Hymn 368.
我们来看来唱赞美诗368首。
368。
三百六十八首。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们现在要一起跪下来祷告。
We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters who are weak physically and also in our faith.
我们为我们身体和心灵上面欠安的弟兄姐妹代祷。
And we also pray for this YSC that's happened this weekend.
我们也求神带领我们这个礼拜这个周末现在在举行的青年灵修会。
We also pray that God will send us peace and joy inside our heart.
我们求神赐给我们平安和喜乐。
And I know as I talk to some of you, many of you are very busy.
就像我知道我前面跟你们几个人聊过天，然后我知道很多人生活上都很忙。
Of course, the economy is not too good.
现在经济也不是太好。
So we must work harder, try to keep our job.
所以很多时候我们在工作上面要工作更辛苦。
But we must seek first the kingdom of God.
但是我们要随时提醒自己，要先求神的国和神的义。
Because God is the one that holds tomorrow.
因为神才能掌管明天。
And He's the one, is the author and finisher of our faith.
而他是我们信仰的起始和终结的人。
So because of this, we have nothing to worry about.
所以我们不需要因为我们不需要担心生活上面任何事情。
But all we worry about is to draw ourselves closer to Him day by day.
我们只要提醒自己，每天都要跟神亲近。
And the only way to do that is for us to always pray and communicate with Him always.
每天都要记得祷告跟神祈求。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。